It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Lone Depot Park in Miami, the Marlins were wrapping up a very short four-game homestand, all four against the National League West San Diego Padres. In the finale yesterday afternoon, the Marlins needed once again to utilize a bullpen arm to start. When it was all said and done, they needed seven pitchers yesterday. John Curtis led off for the Marlins. He went opposite of the veteran right-hander, Yu Darvish.
Well, no Trevor Rogers, no problem. Not when you get the kind of offense the Marlins provided their pitching staff in Game 4 of this four-game weekend series this afternoon between Miami and San Diego. The Marlins split the series after opening back-to-back wins for the Padres on Thursday and Friday. Two quality, well-played ball games and victories for the Marlins to wrap things up this weekend. Now, I mentioned no Trevor Rogers this afternoon. He was scheduled to start until we learned yesterday he would require an IL stint for lingering back spasm. So it was a bullpen day for the Marlins, and John Curtis went opposite of the veteran right-hander Yu Darvish this afternoon for the Padres. Now, as was the case in each and every game, the Padres jumped out to an early lead. Curtis pitched a scoreless first. Zach Pop entered for the second. And with one out, Tommy Pham rolled the ball to third. Brian Anderson threw to first, but Aguilar couldn't handle the ball. It was an E3, and the runner went all the way to third after Jesus Aguilar engaged in conversation with a fan when Pham cruised into second. Pham said, if you're going to chat, I'll take third. He was there with one out for Eric Hosmer.
Error on the throw. There's a ball grounded to the right side. Base hit, 1-0 San Diego. Hosmer drives in his 48.
A 1-0 Padres lead, but the Marlins got it right back in the third when Devin Marrero stepped in leading off the inning.
Darvish at 6-5, uncoils and delivers, and there's a ball driven to right field fairly deep, and it is up, up and away. A home run for Devin Marrero. Ties the game at one.
Well, Marrero's first of the season in just his second game played. Back and forth we would go for a while in this one today. The Padres regained the lead in the fourth when Manny Machado came to bat facing Anthony Bender.
The pitch is crushed to center field. Going back, and it is gone. A home run for Manny Machado. Almost exactly straight away center field, maybe 5 or 6 feet to the left. Doesn't matter. 17th home run for Manny Machado. And for the Padres, a 2-1 lead.
Well, that 2-1 lead didn't last long. In the bottom half of the inning, the Marlins snapped right back with Brian Anderson.
Here's 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball hit the other way down the right field line, racing down there toward the corner. And that ball cleared the fence. It's out of here. And a home run for Brian Anderson. Welcome back, B.A. That's number 4 on the season, and it ties the game at 2.
Indeed, it was Andy's fourth in his second game back. After that, the Marlins decided they were all gas, no brakes the rest of the way today. To the fifth, we would go all square at 2. Devin Marrero singled with one out. He had one heck of an afternoon. He stole second, and he was stationed there with two outs for Magdery Sierra.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. He shoots it the other way down the left field line. He will drive in a run with that. He's headed to second. The run scores. The throw at second is late. It's a double for Magdery Sierra down the left field line. He picks up his first RBI of this season, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead with that hit with two outs by Sierra.
Boy, a clutch hit for Magdery, the Marlins' first lead of the day, and they got more immediately thanks to Starling Marte.
The pitch, and it's shot through the right side. Base hit. Here comes Sierra. He'll score standing up, and the Marlins have a 4-2 lead. Marte bangs in his 24th run batted in with that hit to right.
Well, two in the fifth inning. The Marlins had a two-run lead, and then they started the boat race, the Padres, in the sixth inning. Yu Darvish went five, allowed four runs on five hits. The Marlins had to cobble together a day's worth of work out of the bullpen, and they were doing a fine job. Curtis, Pop, Okert, Bender, and Bass all combined to allow just two runs through five and a half innings. Austin Adams started the sixth for San Diego. He issued back-to-back walks. Joe Panik dropped down a sack bunt. There were two on and one out for Sandy Leon.
Here's the 0-1, and there's a ball line down the right field line. That's a fair ball into the corner, and it bangs off the 335 side. Duvall is home. Anderson is home. Two more for the Marlins, and a 6-2 sixth-inning lead.
Boy, the route was on, but the Marlins were not done. Devin Marrero followed with a single. Jace Tingler came out. He got Adams. He inserted Nabil Chrismat, and he was greeted rather rudely by Lewis Brinson.
Bill Krizmak working, a right-hander. Give you some numbers on him in a moment. The pitch lifted high into the air to left by Brinson. Oh, my. He got into this, and it is up, up and away. A three-run home run for Lewis Brinson. And a five-run sixth inning so far for the Marlins.
Yeah, five runs, six for Miami. They had a comfortable 9-2 lead. Richard Blyer pushed away the Padres quickly in the seventh. David Hess got the eighth. He retired the Padres side in order. So Donnie said, how do you feel about the ninth? He said, not a problem. He did allow a two-out solo shot to Brian O'Grady, but Hess got the Miami native Eric Hosmer to wrap things up, and the Marlins beat the San Diego Padres by a final score of 9-3. This afternoon. Boy, there were some wonderful days all the way around by the Marlins offensively. Each and every position player outside of Joe Panik had at least one hit. Sandy Leon had a couple of RBIs. Starling Marte was 3-for-4. Devin Marrero in his second start of the season was 3-for-4 with an RBI. A terrific afternoon for the Marlins. But hey, let's not forget Lewis Brinson. He came off the bench in the middle of an at-bat. He pinch hit in the nine spot. He hit a big three-run home run to seal the deal for the Marlins this afternoon. And just a couple of minutes ago, I caught up with the Marlins veteran outfielder.
Lewis, take me through the home run in the sixth inning, because after the first pitch, I saw you give a little head nod. Is that simply because you were seeing the ball well? And then take me through the pitch in which you hit the home run on.
Right. No, you know, just having a game plan. I was up there having a game plan. Has a good changeup, especially with runners in scoring position, so I was just looking for that. He threw me a good one the first pitch, but the second one I was able to kind of stay back and wait on a little bit and get it out.
Felt good?
Felt really good. Felt really, really good.
The other day I was talking with Eason Diaz, and I told him he looked a little more comfortable and confident up here this time around. And I don't know, is it fair to say you do too, Lewis? But you don't seem to be fooled at the plate. You look like yourself.
Right, right. No, I mean, it's a lot of hard work, man. It's a lot of hard work in the offseason. And then just be able to trust yourself when you get up here in these situations. Me and Eason were talking about that when we were in AAA. Just be able to come up here and have the same mindset as you do down there up here. It's the same game. It's just a lot more people coming to the game. So we're able to, you know, put some good at-bats together. We're just trying to help the team win.
Hey, listen, I understand the position you guys are in. It's not going to be easy to climb back into it. But after these last two games, gritty, confident, what's the attitude inside of the clubhouse?
I mean, those are guys you want to beat, you know. Top of the NL West, one of the best teams in baseball. You know, that lineup is, you know, there's no holes in that lineup. These are the teams that you want to test yourself against and really put it all out on the line for. And to come back and be able to tie the series, that was huge, again, especially against a great team in the Padres.
Congratulations, Lewis. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Lewis Brinson, 1-for-2, three RBIs, a three-run home run this afternoon. And for Lewis Brinson, it was his third of the season, headed in the sixth inning off of Chrismat with a couple on base and one out. The winner this afternoon, Anthony Bender, he improved to 2-1 on the season. Bender pitched the fourth and fifth innings, allowed a run on one hit, struck out three. And the loser this afternoon, Yu Darvish, he falls to 7-5 for the now 58-44 San Diego Padres. The Marlins improved to 43-57. Final totals this afternoon, San Diego 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Miami 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error committed in the field. Again, the winning pitcher is Bender. The loser is Yu Darvish. We started at 1:13 this afternoon, finished up at 3:04 in a Marlins victory in front of 12,765 at Lone Depot Park on this Sunday afternoon in Miami.
So after falling on Thursday and Friday, the Marlins bounced back on Saturday and Sunday. It is a very happy off day for the Marlins today after they tripled up the Padres, blasted them 9-3 yesterday afternoon in Miami. Let's hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins victory.
Sure. Thanks, Jason. Donnie, obviously a great approach up and down the lineup today, but for Devin Marrero, a guy who obviously isn't in the everyday lineup, to come in and have a game like that, what can you say about his contributions?
No, it was huge, you know, just getting us back in even. You know, in that kind of game, you just don't want to let it keep creeping, leave the momentum on that side of the field. Thought that was a big homer. Andy's homer obviously got us back to even again. And the guys did a nice job, you know, out of the pen. Like you said, Devin had a great game on the bases and the field, just solid.
Jordan?
Hey, Donnie, two questions. First off, after dropping the first two in close fashion, how did it feel to be able to flip that script and end the series with two wins, get a split, and win the finale in the fashion you guys did?
No, obviously good today. You know, kind of a late scratch of Trevor and kind of threw our rookies out there the whole series, it felt like. You know, the first three games, I felt like we're all kind of the same game. Today was kind of playing like that also, like we were going to be in one of those, you know, 3-2, 4-3 type games, and we're able to just break out of there. So, obviously, we got some big hits. The Lou homer, I thought the Sandy double into the corner, you know, pushed it out the four, kind of were able to add on today. And it just happened one of those games that we, you know, we kind of kept scratching and kept going and were able to throw zeros.
And then on the pitching side, like you just mentioned, having to go to the bullpen game, to have to piece together another game out there, just what impressed you the most about the seven guys who went out there for you today?
No, they were solid, right? It just kind of – we knew that, you know, we had a couple of ways to go. We could have went like Hess early and take our chances there and start to work back, but we kind of decided to go the other direction, just try to keep it in check as long as we could. Hopefully we could put some runs up and be able to – you know, kind of piece it together that way, match up with them a little bit. They're a tough club to match up with. You know, they mix and match you pretty good. But our guys did a nice job of, like, you know, not having that big inning. And, you know, we give up the one, a couple of ones. But after that, we were really able to kind of keep them in check.
Christina.
Yeah, Donnie, you guys are 20-17 this season when Brian Anderson appears in a game. Just obviously records aside, just what he means to this ball club when he is healthy and he can be out there.
I look at it as like another everyday guy, right? You got pieces on your club that some of them are everyday guys and some of them are, you know, playing part-time. And when you have Andy, it's just another everyday regular in your lineup, but kind of a staple. And I think that just adds to our club and it makes us better on the bench. We can do some things differently. So it's just another everyday guy that you feel like is kind of solid day in, day out.
Jordan, another one?
Yeah, one more. Hey, Donnie. With Sandy coming off the bereavement list, is the plan for him to go Tuesday in Baltimore?
Yeah, we got him lined up for Tuesday. He threw a pin today. So he looked good. So, yeah, Tuesday.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins victory over the San Diego Padres. The Marlins are off today. They'll travel to Baltimore later this afternoon. They'll take on the Orioles tomorrow and Wednesday, another off day on Thursday, and then the Marlins will open up a 7-game homestand for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets beginning on Friday. Tomorrow night, Sandy Alcantara on the mound for the Marlins. It's a 7:05 first pitch from Oriel Park at Camden Yards, which means we're on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Miami Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.